The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
No funds may be provided by contract or by grant to an institution of higher learning if the Secretary of Defense determines that the institution either prohibits or in effect prevents the Secretary of a military department or Secretary of Homeland Security from gaining entry to campuses or access to students. Those words are the renowned Solomon Amendment. But liberal professors don't like it. They want the colleges to take taxpayers' money while banning military recruiters from the campuses. Yale University for years excluded military recruiters from its career development office. The Yale faculty doesn't like the military policy of don't ask, don't tell, because it bans the advocacy of homosexuality among enlisted men. After unsuccessfully trying for a year to recruit for our military at Yale University, U.S. Army Colonel Clyde Tate had had enough. He informed the Yale University president that unless we receive new information from you that policies and practices of your institution have been modified to conform with federal requirements, we will consider forwarding this matter to the Office of the Secretary of Defense with a recommendation of funding denial. Well, Yale surrendered. Yale didn't want to give up the $300 million that the federal government pours into Yale every year. The Yale faculty promptly held a meeting to save the school's gravy train. The faculty approved a temporary suspension of its own policy in order to allow formal recruiting of the military. Case closed? Not in this era of judicial activism. The students have sued, and they're trying to find an activist judge to knock out the Solomon Amendment. This ought to be a clear-cut issue. If Yale University doesn't want to let military recruiters on campus, Yale should not get the benefit of U.S. taxpayers' money.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Students, next time you're online, check out eagleforum.org and discover that there are other students like you who don't bow to the politically correct left-wing agenda on their campus. Hear about rallies, resources, and the annual Eagle Forum Collegians Summit in Washington. Log on to eagleforum.org. Then join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says he'd kill for a Nobel Peace Prize, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Yesterday evening, last night actually, Jeff and I were in Owensville, Missouri, attending a meeting concerning, it's a Missouri law now, but it's House Bill number 1433, and it has to do with the taxing and metering of water wells on private property. In other words, if you have a well in your own backyard, they're talking about putting meters on there, and sooner or later you're going to have to pay for the water you use. It was a fantastic meeting. I asked Jeff before we went, I said, how many people are you expecting? He said, oh, they're saying 300, but I'd say it might be 200 people show up. There was 504 people filled that building last night, standing room only. Half of the people were standing, I'd say. But I'm going to keep that in your mind, and I'm going to now share an article with you that's in the Seattle Times. It goes like this. Something has gone awry in rural King County. Across farmland and along county roads, a seething anger is spreading. Residents say they have never been more furious with the government meant to serve them. In recent months, they've accused county leaders of dumping unwanted projects on unincorporated land and ignoring concerns of those outside the urban core. The frustration playing out in the courts, the legislature, and in people's backyards has turned into the seeds of rural rebellion. Furious over the passage of new regulations on how their property can be developed. Rural landowners collected 51,000 signatures in just 5 weeks to try to force a referendum to overturn the rules. Angry residents caravaned to downtown Seattle to protest, carrying homemade picket signs and slogans. Property rights activists have set up a legal fund and are drafting a proposed law similar to the one Oregon voters recently passed. It requires government to compensate landowners for lost property values caused by new land use rules. The county's hidden agendas and ideas on how to recall county leaders, overturn land rules, and create a new rural-only county. In the past few months, rural residents have swarmed to barns and living rooms to plan strategy and build strength. Now, let me read that last sentence again. Hidden agendas and ideas on how to recall county leaders and overturn land rules. Now, this is what this group was trying to do last night, was to overturn a land rule. You see, we've talked about it many, many times. It's been referred to as a NIMBY, not in my backyard. As long as something isn't in your backyard, people don't get excited about it. We have been preaching Agenda 21. We have been preaching smart growth. We have been preaching all of these different land-taking programs that's coming across. And nobody seems to really care about it until they're going to put a meter on your private water well and make you pay a meter tax on this thing. Then people get up in arms. And, hey, this group of people last night pretty well were up in arms. Ray with me? Oh, hey, Ray and Russ. Okay, well, Ray Cuneo and Russell Wood were both at this meeting last night. Let me start with you, Ray. What did you think?
Well, Derry, I heard you mention rural rebellion up there in the Seattle area. I'd say we almost had a rural rebellion in rural Missouri last night.
It looked like it, didn't it?
It was a fantastic meeting, and I couldn't have been more pleased. You was there, kicked the thing off. Russell picked up and was the most educated on this terrible, terrible law that we have in place here, this H.R. 1433. And, of course, I made a few comments. And then, of course, what really, I think, capped it off, and this doesn't always happen, is that you actually had the proponent or the sponsor of the legislation there to answer question. And that's where the rural rebellion almost took place, I'd say.
Right.
But it was excellent. It was and I might take my hat off to the Britons up here that run the local radio station. They did an excellent job of getting the word out. And that's what it takes. I would just... Derry, I've been on the phone constantly for the last 36 hours, it seems, except for a few hours sleep, and people are really stirred up over this. I've been getting calls wanting to know what's going on, what to do about it. Even this morning I've been on 6 hours on the phone, I think.
I know that. I've been trying to call you for about that many hours.
So it was an excellent, excellent meeting, and people are, I guess, I'd say last night people were really upset with their legislators, because this whole thing went sailing through without any red flags at all last year in the Missouri legislature. Of course, I think people are raising questions about how did that happen, and then, of course, now that that has happened, what is our legislators going to do about it? And they need to do something, because this is just one more piece of the puzzle, as I said last night, in this whole concept of land use control and management by watershed. And of course, this here legislation is focused on establishing another level of bureaucracy by watershed. So it was a good meeting.
The representative, now this is this, what we're talking about here on this House Bill number 1433 is Missouri legislation. But I have already received, and we've had them on the air, people from Texas, from Pennsylvania, I can't remember other states, where they're talking about the same exact thing that's happening here. And when we, I believe Dennis Wood was a sponsor of that bill, was he not?
That's correct.
And
yeah.
He began his little spiel about it, and he said, now, there's been talk here about the United Nations and all. He said, this is all grassroots. If it's all grassroots, how come it's cropping up in every state across this great nation of ours?
Well, Derry, I don't know what he does and doesn't know about the big picture or the connection, and I'll just assume that he is not thoroughly informed on that, but you're totally correct. This, as I said, is one piece of the puzzle. This whole concept has come down from a higher level. It does not start at the grassroots level.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing, as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do?
Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stapmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
And we're back. Visiting about the this rural rebellion thing that's cropping up. Ray, you made the comment that these programs definitely do not start at the grassroots level.
No, what they do, Derry, and this all disseminates from the top levels. I mean, it comes from the international agreements down to the executive orders at the national level, and then it gets in place through the state agencies. But the way they try to paint the picture of local support is by just what we heard last night, establishing local commissions. But those local commissions are dictated to by all of the state and federal agencies. So, it gives you the perception. It has to do with this consensus-building process, this facilitator process. That's the process they use with local elected or local representatives of the people to give the image that there's local support. And all it is doing is creating more levels of government. And as I said last night, I thought we're all about trying to downsize and limit government, not expand it.
So, you know, and it has to do with watersheds. I thought it was quite obvious. I would love to have sat down and visited with this Representative Dennis Wood.
I would have, too. I would have, too.
Because he's been hunswoggled into this.
You bet you.
He talked about watersheds and how you know water doesn't pay any attention to county lines, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But he didn't just think that up by himself.
Well, Derry, and I don't know that we got into this much last night, but I think Russell maybe mentioned it. You know, the Nature Conservancy down in that area has played a big role in this legislation, I think, that's now law, and, of course, has been playing this whole issue down there in the White River watershed. So, no, there's a lot of NGO influence. There's federal influence down in that particular area where this watershed concept is starting with this legislation. Is you've got reciprocal cooperative agreements between state and federal agencies in Arkansas and Missouri both. There's been a lot of documentation there. So this all fits together. It's just that they have started in that one area with the provision in the current law to expand it to other areas in Missouri. And as you pointed out, this is going on all over the United States, just not Missouri.
No, I was sitting next to Dennis Wood some little while last night. And he said, well, we don't know how to vote on these things. I said, just vote no. Just vote no, 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 no. I don't care what the bill is, vote no. I said, one of the greatest legislatures in the history of the national house is Ron Paul. He votes no every time, and he is so popular at home that the Democrats can't even get somebody to run against him.
Well, you know, I once heard and I can't tell you who it was. I think it was a national legislator said we need, and it may have been Ron Paul, I don't know. He said, you know what we need to do to help ourselves out here with this limited government? We need, for every law that's passed, we need to take two off the books.
Isn't that the truth?
And that's not only the laws, but the regulations, because a lot of times laws get put into place, and then our so-called fourth branch of government, the bureaucrats and regulators, then turn and twist the regulations to mean whatever they want it to mean.
Just the opposite. In the case of livestock market reporting, just the opposite of what the legislature was sponsored to do. Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Well, I have you standing there, Ray. I'm going to ask you another question, and then we'll go to Russell Wood, who is also standing by. And Russell Wood actually carried on most of the meeting last night. But, Ray, if you remember, I believe it was the representative Dennis Wood that had sponsored the bill that, you know, he was getting kind of some shouts from some of the people out in the audience.
Right.
And this, and he said, well, where were you? Why didn't you come up here and appear before our committee? And, boy, that just upset the crowd something terrible because they all yelled back, hey, we didn't know about it. We'd have been glad to have come up here and defeated this thing.
Well, not only that, he said that they had went around having interim committee meetings all around the state. Nobody heard anything about that either.
No, nobody at that meeting. There was 504 people there, and they didn't know anything about it.
That's right. And, Derry, I got to say, before you bring Russell on, I think Russell did an excellent job in his point-on-point debate, if you will, with Dennis Wood. I think he did an excellent job last night in covering this here.
He always does an excellent job. And, Russell, are you there?
Yes, and thank you for all the kind words.
Reserved.
Well, we have to brag on each other, Russell, because nobody else brags on it.
I'm sure we're not very popular in the legislature this morning.
Well, that's all right.
Not, but there were at least two of those fellows that told me afterwards that they had changed their mind after the meeting.
Right.
You mean of the legislators?
Yes.
Okay, now, I understand also that there's a senator, Chuck Ferguson, is that right?
Ferguson, yes.
He's introduced a bill to repeal this whole thing.
To repeal all of it, yes. And you were just talking about this interim committee on water quality issues that said they'd been all over the state studying this. In the report from the DNR called their Missouri Water Resources Law Report, they say that they went around the state and had robust discussions, robust testimony about these things, and the suggestions and recommendations they got says this: many recommendations focus on appropriate water quality and quantity monitoring. That's that well monitoring section. They had many, they had a lot of focus on that. Have you met anyone that was focusing on that, that wanted it? And they also say proper waste disposal technologies. But here's the kicker. And a watershed approach to planning and regulation.
And they sure put regulation in there, didn't they?
Planning and regulation, watershed approach. That's exactly what we're dealing with here.
You know, when and you were up at that meeting at Jamestown, Missouri, when they got the Monitor Creek Watershed plan, the salt project.
Yes.
Remember, I asked. I said, "Now, you all say this is going to be, voluntary, but let's say it's not going to work if everybody doesn't volunteer, and let's say 80% of them do, and I don't. You're going to tell me that I'm still going to be able to stay out of this program?" I said, "Won't they be passing rules and regulations that make me do this mandatorily?" And remember that gal said, "No."
Yes.
She just shouted, "No." Yes. You know, if I had that to do again, I'd say, wait, just a minute. I wish you would put that in writing. I'll help you draft the comments. You take that to your highest superior, get him to sign that, have it notarized, and we're going to record that here in the county courthouse.
They would never put it in writing, Derry.
Well, no, they won't, and you know they won't.
The more I hear from the proponents of this 1433, the more I hear about it, the more I read, the more I learn, the more I am absolutely convinced that this whole thing, the purpose of this whole thing is to set up and establish, which they have done, this additional layer of government.
Right.
This watershed district is a lot more about setting up the district for future whatevers than it is about any septic tank.
And, you know, another thing they do, and you talk about this facilitator program, they come around and they act like, "Hey, we're going to do this. I mean, we're going to do this. We want your input on how it should be done." Now, that's the way they did the salt project there on the Monitor Creek.
Yeah.
"We're going to do it, but how do you think it ought to be done?" Well, I'm the only one there, I think, that said, "Let's just don't do it. What's the problem? I like the old creek the way she has been running downhill all my life. I don't think it's going to change." But that's not part of the agenda at all.
You know, Derry, I think Russell is really on point when he says this is creating, from a land use control standpoint, a new political subdivision, not only for the state of Missouri, but as you said, this is all over the country. This concept, we're going to control the people and the land, not by our traditional political boundaries, meaning counties or townships or whatever, but by watershed districts.
And, you know, after seeing that group last night, and I'm sure this group that I was reading about here in the Washington Times that are in King County, Washington, you know, they can never have their sustainable development. They can never have the one world situation as long as people like were at that meeting last night are living out in the country. And they're going, if they can take the water, eventually they can take the land. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The U.S. dollar has now lost over 40% of its buying power since 2001, and that's under a strong dollar policy from our White House. Can you imagine what the next 4 years could hold in store for our debt-burdened dollar? Well, Swiss America and I can. Hold on to your wallet for a surge in the cost of living that's coming. With rising inflation, it's no wonder gold is making new highs. Remember, a declining dollar can also drive stocks, bonds, and real estate down. So do something about it. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN. And get the cold, hard facts about protecting your money with gold. Swiss America has the very best educational tools to help you restore the standard in your portfolio. Before the cost of living gets completely out of control, call 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUYCOIN, and visit SwissAmerica.com. Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212. Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, and the man who says, Snollygoster, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Now, Jeff just handed me this email, people, and I'm not sure what it is. I've never seen this before. I didn't know a thing about it, but going right along with what we're saying, let me read part of this article. It's Kirksville's Daily Express. We're talking here about Kirksville Watershed. 1 week after the sale of 427 acres of land at Kirksville's Watershed, a citizens' committee refocused its efforts Monday night to reacquiring the land from a local cattle farmer. "We were founded to prevent the land from being sold," Concerned Citizens Committee Chair Ron Garber said. "Now that it has been sold, we have to see what we can do to get it back." At a public meeting attended by more than 500 people last Monday, does that sound like anything where we were last night? At a public meeting attended by more than 500 people last Monday, the council sold the land to Gail Narvinger by a 3-2 vote despite the objections of many of those in attendance. "People were frustrated, some were angry, some were disillusioned, and some were embarrassed by what happened at that meeting. There was a lot of pent-up anger. The day after the meeting, the committee met and drafted a resolution directing its efforts to reacquiring the land. See, I don't know what they're talking about here. Ray R. Russell, do you know what this is?
No, that's Kirksville, Missouri?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, if I understood the email correct, I guess, is the city of Kirksville trying to buy that land back?
Well, apparently they so. But now let me, I just very quickly during the commercial break underlined a couple of things here. The committee also discussed monitoring water levels, and a chemistry class at Truman is already volunteered to monitor the water as part of a semester-long project.
Well, Derry, I think up north Missouri, anything north of the Missouri River, they've got different water situation up there. They don't have the water table we have down here, and I think what they're focused on up there is a lot of government activity, and that's like this. You've heard me talk about this PL 566 watershed. They focus a lot on water impoundments and watersheds for drinking water for municipalities. It may have something to do with that. Because they don't have a lot of wells up there, deep wells like we have.
Well, I know a little bit about the land over around Milan, Missouri, right. And there's so much, what smells like rotten egg? Sulfur, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
There's so much sulfur in the soil that the water's almost undrinkable in some of those areas.
Well,
but here again, it just proves this is not just one little isolated incident. This is happening everywhere.
Oh,
people are upset.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah, Russell?
Yes. The one thing I remember last night when they were saying that this is all for to give control on the local level.
Right.
You remember
right.
him saying that? Well, Doyle Childers is saying now he's the fellow who was the senator that worked on this bill through the Senate, and he's since been appointed as director of the Department of Natural Resources. I personally think he's a good man. I think he's... he has the right ideas, but he is still saying that the purpose for getting this 1433 is to provide and make way for local control so that it's all run on a local level. What has happened with this 1433 is absolutely, totally the other extreme. This 9-county district was set up by the legislature without even saying, hey, how are you, to some of these counties that were put in there. They woke up the morning of August 29th, 2004, and found they were in a newly created political subdivision of the state of Missouri.
Right.
With powers to regulate and impose and educate people as to what the regulations are. Now, that is not local control.
And Russell, along that same line of thinking, once this here committee is in place, the supposed local control,
yes,
you can bet that it will be dictated to in terms of regulation and control by every state and federal land use agency there is. In other words, they will exert, I know, I mentioned last night soil and water. I know how that works. You've got all the federal and state agencies come in, and they, in essence, will dictate to the local people, those local boards, how they run things. That's my experience. Now, I assume that would probably be the same thing in a watershed district.
Yeah, this board has already met, elected officers. Three of the counties that I'm familiar with were not even notified that there was a meeting, and the person elected as chairman is the director of the Upper White River Watershed Foundation. And also, you know, last night we talked about the four pages of this 1433 that is really just adding words to pre-existing law. One of those things that they added was to give the chairman of this 9-county district powers to file complaints that were previously, he can bring charges, in other words.
Right.
This was previously left to a higher level. But this young man now has that authority that was put into this bill. Boy, they did a lot of thinking on this.
Somebody did.
Yeah,
somebody did. And Derry, can I mention before we get too far along, as I said last night, This, as we all know, this is law in the state of Missouri. I would encourage everybody in the state of Missouri, and I'm sure, Russell, you was going to mention this, but everybody in the state of Missouri that's listening needs to get a hold of their representative immediately and or their state senator and tell them they want to repeal this H.R. 1433 and to support Senate Bill 172, which will provide for the repeal of it. So everybody in the state of Missouri needs to tell their legislator, because even though this is law that's immediately impacting Russell and that nine-county area down there, it has the provisions for the same thing to be initiated are put in place in other places in Missouri. In fact, the whole state, if they wanted to.
Yes, it can be implemented statewide. It's not just one of those things. And this is what happened with many of our legislators. When this thing was being dealt with last year, most of the guys that I've talked to, representatives, senators, well, it didn't affect my county, and it didn't look that bad, and they recommended it, so I went along with it.
That's exactly the same thing I heard from the senators and representatives I contacted. They said, well, it really doesn't impact us. No, I didn't read it, but it has to do with creating that down there. We'll support those people down there.
Yeah.
Same thing.
And if you get this thing repealed, then if there are some counties, and I expect there are some counties, over around Branson, Cumberland City, Springfield, that area, they probably have some sort of needs. Let them address those needs. And the counties that don't need it, leave us alone.
Exactly.
You know, I'm looking at this bill again on page 10, and this was discussed last night, but they have some terrific controls in here. To any federal water pollution control act is being, was, or is in imminent danger of being violated, or for the assessment of a penalty not to exceed $10,000 per day.
Well, go ahead, Russell.
Wouldn't take me long to use up my assets.
Well, that's the whole idea.
Well, Derry, I think that again just points out what I said. It has provisions in there for the feds to move in. It also, later in the bill, references a lot of current state law involving pollution. My point being is it has provisions in there that if these water districts and the boards are created, that the feds and the state have automatic authority to come in, which they do anyway, to come in and control the board and say, you will implement these regulations to conform to state and federal law. So, I mean, again, it's a facade in terms of them telling the public that this is going to be local control. Yes, there will be local people sitting on the boards, but control, I don't think so.
Well, now, Ray, you've sat on the Soil and Water Board, and you've been on a host of these things.
Right.
How much control do they have over you?
Derry, it's money. It's money, and so there's a lot of good people that sit on these boards, local people. But they get in there, and they are intimidated. They're steamrolled by the agencies. They get technical stuff thrown at them and say, here, rubber stamp this. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of good people with good intentions that sit on these boards that want to do the right thing. But they get so much stuff thrown at them, all they do is rubber stamp it and let it go. I sit on these boards, and I've really been a thorn in a lot of these agencies' sides because I was hesitant to do that. I would raise questions. They don't like that. They don't like that. They like people that are locally that say, hey, just sign here and go forward.
Let's take another break. We'll go back to the telephones right after these messages.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels, just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen. therapy for our polluted world. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. Wanda, hi. You're on the air, Wanda.
Hi, everybody.
Good morning.
Gary, you touched on this a little bit. You guys heard them last night when they were talking about establishing a commission and that's supposed to be elected, and we know that they'll eventually be appointed. But, you know, what got me and what gets to me is that there's no regulations written up in this bill, and these regulations will have to be put in there by these commissions and the directors. And but the penalties are in the bill, and the penalties are up to $25,000 a day. A second offense is $50,000 a day, and imprisonment for more than 6 months up to 2 years.
This thing says the penalty not to exceed $10,000 per day.
Okay, let me read you this. Any person who tampers with or knowingly renders inaccurately any monitoring advice or method required to maintain, and then gives all these pursuant to, upon conviction, be punished by a fine of not more than $10,000 or imprisonment for not more than 6 months or both. And then it goes on to say, any person who willfully, negligently commits any violation set forth pursuant to all of the above will be punished by a fine of not more than $25,000 per day of violation or by imprisonment for not more than 1 year or both. Second and successive convictions for violation of the same provision of this section, person shall be punished by a fine of not more than $50,000 per day of violation or by imprisonment for not more than 2 years or both. Now, these people mean business. When you have something like this and there's no regulations in there, they're going.
Yeah, you don't know what you're going. You don't know whether you're going to be breaking the law or not.
Absolutely not. And you know, do you guys recall the couple, the young couple with the young baby, and the Adirondacks who received a 40-year prison sentence for a leaky septic tank in the Adirondacks? All of that was done by one of these commissions under watershed management. Now, that's to the extreme, but it happened. You know, we've all seen the paperwork and the paper clippings on it.
Yeah, and here's another thing they'll say, well, you know, we're not going to do any of this. Well, if you're not going to do it, what'd you write it in there for?
It's in there. It's in this paperwork. It's in this bill. Some of this is already on the books, just waiting to be enforced. And people really need to call their representatives and tell them to repeal this bill.
And I'm going to, again, talk to our non-Missouri listeners. You need to see what's in your laws. Because this is happening. It's happening in every state in the union. You need to go through and find out what's in your area, because it's going to be a very similar thing to this, because they're all alike, because they all have the same grandma. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
AAM, the American Agriculture Movement. You probably first heard about the AAM back in 1978 and 79 during the demonstrations in the tractorcade that brought thousands of farmers, ranchers, and tractors to Washington, D.C. Times were tough on the farm back in those days, but you know what? Things have literally gotten worse. The family, owner-operator, and the agriculture economy is practically a thing of the past. The multinational corporations controlling the price of our farm commodities have been making big, and I mean big, donations to both political parties. And as a result, the Department of Agriculture will not enforce the Packers and Stockyards Act, and the Department of Justice will not uphold the antitrust laws that would break up these monopolies and allow competitive marketing systems to work. To learn more about AAM, log on to www.aaminc.org. or dial 605-993-6201. Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. Let's go back to the telephone. Sam, hi. Good to have you joining us today. Sam Britton, actually, you're the gentleman that put all this meeting together last night, right?
Well, actually, my wife, Trish, and I, and there was one other person that helped us print the flyers. There's a lot of unsung heroes in this that spread the word, but we actually... I just took it upon myself after having a local interview here with Russ Wood that we need to pull all this together. But my hat really goes off to you, Derry, for getting this out in the open in the first place, because we all can't cover everything. There's always eyes and ears that are open out there, and you had Russ Wood on, and the rest is history. But the main thing, I am just so proud of everybody that turned out last night. This is what makes me just feel so good to live in an area like I live in here, because we have people who care about what's going on around them. And freedom doesn't come to you. You got to go and chase it. And, you know, the problem is, I think what's really hurt us over the years, as you implied in the opening monologue that you did, Derry, is this has been going on for a long time, and now it's coming down to crunch time, and we're having to try to... bail things out of Doc and Hawk at the last moment. And I think this is where we're really getting into some problems, because this has been entrenched for so long And the Marxist socialist doctrine has been implanted in the schools and every place else for so long that now we're starting to get all these people that are starting to trample all over our property rights. And and a lot of us were asleep.
Yeah, let me read part of what I read last night. Use of all land, public and private, will be controlled by the federal government in the future. Assistant Secretary of Agriculture Rexford Tugwell predicted this week. Land which cannot be operated effectively under private ownership shall be held by the government. Privately owned land will be controlled to whatever extent is found necessary for maintaining continuous productivity. We have depended too long on the hope that private ownership and control would operate somehow for the benefit of society as a whole. Now, that's just part of what it is. But the interesting thing was that this Tugwell, who was Assistant Secretary of Agriculture, was Assistant Secretary of Agriculture under FDR. And that comment was made January the 4th, 1934. Now, let's bring this up to date. Private land ownership is a principal instrument of accumulation and concentration of wealth and therefore contributes to social injustice. Land cannot be treated as an ordinary asset controlled by individuals and subject to the pressures and inefficiencies of the markets. That was that comment there. Well, it came this past June at a United Nations conference. So these people, hey, they're not in any hurry. They work slow. They work inconspicuously. They know that eventually American people aren't going to care, and they're going to get what they want. They believe that the government's going to take care of them for the rest of their lives. They're so far removed from the land and the private ownership of property that they feel socialism is good for this nation. And all I can say is, wake up, America. It's later than you realize.
Absolutely. And I just want to reiterate it again, Derry. You stole the show last night when you opened it. And my hat goes off to Russ Wood and to Ray Cuneo and also to the Owensville Lions Club. They were just a joy to work with, and we couldn't have pulled this off any better. And it just goes to show, folks, you have the power. If we can do it, you can do it. When something doesn't smell right, you run after it and you go for broke because, folks, that's what this country was based on. So with that, that's all I got, Derry. God bless you and thank you for all you do.
Well, Sam, we appreciate what you did because without you, that meeting would never have taken place last night and a lot of people would still not really know what's going on. And I think by the good questions that were asked, if there were any people there at all that didn't really understand, they certainly should have had their eyes opened last night. And again, these meetings are being held all over the United States. I read you two or three today that I didn't even know about until just this morning. So it's happening, it's taking place, and all we can do is the best we can do with the tools we have. Hey, Ray, Russell, Sam, thanks, Wanda, thanks for the calls. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
About the clouds that we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
using bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.